that song. I love it. That is Kasian there with Synergize. And if we're lucky, he's on the line at the moment. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Michelle. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Really loving Synergize and also the previous track you had called Come Up. They're brilliant. And your new one as well called Universe. So did you grow up in a musical family or is it just something you just discovered you were good at?
Yeah, it's very much so, actually. Both my parents are vocalists, and in my family we have songwriters and very artistic people. But for me, I didn't actually sort of discover my musicianship and musicality until probably when I was about 18 or 19 or something like that. So it was a process of just discovery.
You're a multi-instrumentalist. Not only do you sing, you songwrite, you produce, you do all the mixing.
All out of my studio in West Ealing in London, which is right now, it's very, very hot.
You need to get some aircon in there.
Yes, I do.
Somebody give me some aircon.
I play the drums, bass, guitar and keys, a bit of percussion, and obviously I sing as well. But I kind of have aspirations to learn how to play the cello and the flute also, just to sort of broaden that palette a little bit.
Oh, wow. How would you describe your music?
That's quite interesting. So it's very groove-based, very soulful, but it has kind of like spiritual undertones and stuff, in a sense that I believe that music has the power to uplift people, to assist with healing, to inspire people. So it's kind of all of those things. I kind of trailed off on that one, but yeah.
No, that's fine. You're on a 10-part journey told in music and illustrations.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So in the last couple of years, I kind of discovered, a little bit more of my potential past music. And when this kind of concept came around, it was something that I really wanted to kind of get deeper into. So like I can visualize exactly what I want, I can sketch it out and stuff, but when it comes to kind of tightening up the concept, and I have to pass out to someone that's actually skilled in that area of illustration. So with the power of social media, I linked up with a fantastic illustrator in Canada called Dan Capitan, and we've just been working very closely since last year, around April or March, I think it was. The thing is, like, with the way that Dan and I are working, as I said, so I am visualizing and writing and drawing out the piece down to the minute detail, and he's sort of just getting a handle on where I'm going with it, and he's putting his skill into it. And but he's a sensitive artist as well, I think, and that's why I think that we work well together. I've been working on music for quite some years now, and across that time, I think from trial and error, that's just how everything has kind of developed, quite frankly, but I'm a dedicated artist, and music isn't something that I can just pick up and just, put down. Like, my thinking is always, crossing that line.
With songs, how do you put them together? Is it just, you sometimes got a drum loop going, or do you
A drum loop. No.
No, I know you play drums as well. I just meant to get something, flowing.
Absolutely, because everyone works in different ways.
Yeah.
For me, I'm, as I said, as you asked, with my family background and stuff, I've been thinking a lot about genetics and everything else like that. So I remember walking around my school hall just beatboxing and stuff. And with that, I can sort of put like a bass line into it as well. So a lot of the core of the tracks comes from just me playing around with different sounds and just beatboxing and stuff, and I'll have a melody that pops up and everything else, so it's a very natural process.
Yeah. Some people write down, I have books of poetry, and other people get like a tune in their head, and then the words just come out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think it's fascinating to sort of connect with different artists, just to see, you know, what their process is, because each person is very different, even though we share the same type of passion or skill or whatever, but it's the way that we perceive our art, you know, because it is, you know, for me and a lot of other artists, is coming from a deeply emotional place, so it's connected to our own experiences.
Mm. Your best lyric that you've ever written, the one that you went, oh, that's really good.
yeah, absolutely. I did think about this, and I think if you, if I was to remove my sort of pride and, let's say, ego from that equation, yeah, then I can get closer to which lyrics spiritually connects with me the most. And I think it's actually one of the lyrics that's in the new track Universe, and it's a very simple thing. It's just dream of me in lavender leaves, and it just reminds me of my grandma. So, you know, that's my connection there. That's my best lyric, because I love her, and she passed away in 2016. You know, it's just, she looked after me and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what I would say is my best lyric.
Lovely. What is the most exciting thing about being an independent artist?
The most exciting thing is being able to explore the new sort of emerging technology, I think. You know, with Instagram and YouTube, we all know what they do, but using them as a tool to help to promote what you're doing is just fantastic, and I find that intriguing, because, you know, talking to lots of supporters and stuff, and you can try different sort of ways to connect with people, and if you're not too kind of fixated on getting like a million views or anything like that, then it's quite an enjoyable process, because, you know, you've got time just to explore and to stretch yourself and, you know, see what works, see what doesn't, and just tick it off the list.
Your track, the first track I got from you, is called Come Up, which I played earlier in the show, which is fabulous. Also, Synergize as well, which I've been loving. So just tell people about how those songs came into being, and are they actually from an album or an EP?
Yeah, sure. So Come Up was very much a sort of transition for myself from last year into this year, you know, because I think by the end of last year, you know, everyone's kind of drained emotionally and energy-wise and stuff. So for me, Come Up was very much about trying to, you know, sort of just inspire people to you know, leave that type of place and start something fresh. And Synergize is kind of like an extension of that. So it's very much about, you know, kind of overthinking, but then realizing what you were thinking about and why, and finding the best parts, the most positive parts, and bringing them together to you know, sort of just give you more strength, more inner strength. And these tracks, they're not part of an EP, but they are going to be like a collection of songs that will turn into an album.
Yeah, I do. I love them both. I really do. And I do sing along. And the point is, because I play them, sort of been playing them sort of every day on and off for ages, you start to get to know a song. That's, I always say, you have to keep playing music to get into it, to get into what the lyrics are and the tune. And that's what's great about local radio, that we can do that. It isn't just one play. I don't want to, I'm not having to go about the other stations, but you know exactly what I mean.
I think especially like with everything that's happened in the last few years, I think for you know, grassroots artists, underground music and stuff, community radio, local radio stations are just so important right now, you know, because I think it's easy to get swept up with music from like all across the globe, like on the socials and stuff, but you know, with having like, you know, these little hubs of what's going on in the UK, I think it's just really important.
Definitely. And it's always a pleasure to play out new music on Eat My Brunch. And I promise, as from later today, I will pronounce your name correctly, like Scott Ross as well.
That would be nice, Michelle. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I know it's a different name, you see. I mean, Michelle, you can actually, Michelle, you can say Michelle, but if anyone ever says that to me, I ignore them completely because I hate it. Where's your name from? Because I've never heard the name before.
Yeah, sure. So it's It's actually my one of my names, but it's a different way to spell it and say it, basically. This was all part of, like, this transition from a couple of years back. You know, I was going through some stuff and I wanted to sort of reconnect with myself. And so I, you know, delved into my, you know, family history and all that type of stuff. And I sort of, you know, came across this different iteration of the name, and it just, you know, just really hit home. And it was from this sort of string of coincidences that led me up to that point. And I was like, yeah, this is right. This is correct. And I just went with it, and it feels great.
Yeah.
It's given me a lot more freedom.
A new track is called Universe. Tell us about the song.
The song, it's a ballad. It's fundamentally just to kind of, you know, to soothe yourself and to kind of promote more healing, fundamentally. But it's also about my relationship, as I mentioned, with my grandmother. So when I was a kid with my sister, my mum was away working quite a lot. We didn't have anyone else around, so she would look after us. And I just have very fond memories of you know, she was a very passionate and fascinating person.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's lovely. It's been fantastic to talk to you, Kasian. There we go.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Likewise. And I apologise if my voice has been a bit crackly. I have, like, mad allergies, and this is a season for it, so it's very irritating. But thank you so much for chatting.
That's what allergies have you got? Is it pollen allergies you've got, or dust? Yeah, pollen.
Yeah, pollen and dust and stuff. I live next to a train line, so that doesn't help, you know. So it's so much fun.
I think what you're meant to do, in fact, because I wake up when I'm sneezing, is you're meant to put Vaseline up your nose.
That does help, yeah, it does help.
Not good for the singing, though.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah. You know, Vaseline up the nose does not help my voice.
What a lovely way to end an interview there, Michelle. Yeah. Well done. So we're going to play your song. It's the next release, and we're going to be supporting it here, obviously, on Phoenix FM. Great to talk to you. I'll talk to you again soon. And this is Kasian, and this is your track called Universe. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
In my eyes and ears, the universe. All the books we've read and the songs.